If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, as you know, myself and my colleagues in Njabulo Sibeko are here in the city of Cape Town for the Mining Indaba, together with the State of the Nation address that will take place later this week. But the Mining Indaba has been incredibly busy. Many conversations around policy, investment, growth in the African mining environment, and of course, new partnerships that have been forged by key players within the mining fraternity locally and abroad. Today, we're going to speak about a new partnership that has been developed to grow and enhance what is described as green diesel, a partnership between two major companies, Sasol and Anglo American. To tell us more, we're joined by the Senior Vice President for Business Building at Sasol, Danny Gronier. Such a pleasure to have you, Danny.
A very good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Fantastic. This sounds like a very exciting conversation because it certainly speaks to sustainability as well as the renewable energy sources that might be safer for the environment. But the word green diesel is not something we typically hear on a day-to-day basis. Sounds like a bit of an oxymoron. What is green diesel?
Yeah, thank you for this. And today marks actually a very significant milestone for Sasol in our journey towards developing that sustainable and lower carbon solutions that you talked about. You know, not only will it help us transition our business, but also that of our customers and overall South Africa. And we're very excited about this partnership with Anglo American and De Beers as we are together taking, you know, the first steps to really make renewable diesel a reality, or green diesel as you describe it. But what it is a very transformative product. You know, we aim to explore how we technically and commercially put together a feasible option to grow feedstocks. And in this case, we are going to focus on two types of plants, which is Solaris and Moringa. And these plants produce then a vegetable oil that is then used in the production of renewable diesel. And as I mentioned, you know, it's a great product because it meets the exact technical standards of conventional diesel, which with that comes with a significant reduced greenhouse gas emission cycle. And our customers can then use that as a drop-in fuel to the existing equipment, machinery, trucks, cars, as it stands. So really a great opportunity for us. And this development agreement is about how we actually make it work for us and our partners.
What's intriguing about this is not just the plants that you're using in terms of Solaris and Moringa plantations, but this will also be used on land that was previously owned by De Beers. Help us unpack this.
Yeah, you know, that's where the great part of the story comes in for us and our partners as well, South Africa. You know, the renewable diesel is not a new thing. It's used widely in the US and in the UK. But here in South Africa, we are going to develop very hardy plants that we can grow on degraded mining land. And in the process, we can rehabilitate that land and then produce these energy crops that can be fed back into the refinery then to make final products. So not only will we be able to produce lower carbon feedstocks and products going forward, but it also really helps to rehabilitate hectares, thousands of hectares of lands of mining land. So in this case, again, we've got 20 hectares from De Beers that has been made available. So we are going to plant that with Moringa. And we also got another piece of land of 10 hectares where we will plant Solaris and to really test to see how these plants grow in these hardy conditions. And they will be watered also with mining water. And that's another benefit to the process. And hopefully we can get the yields that we expect from these plants to make it successful for us and lower the feedstock costs.
Danny, I'm thinking many listeners will be thinking, mining water, is that even clean and healthy for the crops?
Yeah, no, that's a very good question. And we've actually, in our own mining land close to Sasselburg, piloted a 2-hectare piece of land where we tested Solaris about 6 months ago, and it's unbelievable how hardy these plants are, but they certainly can grow on mining land. And as these plants are not meant to be eaten, so it's not edible, so you don't have that risk of potential contamination through the food chain. It lends itself perfect to be watered by these mining land and water, and therefore it also rehabilitates that part of the system. So that actually works. Like I said, the big thing for us now really is to, under control circumstances, hopefully get the yields that we can get and make it work for us.
This sounds phenomenal in terms of using these crops, land that was previously owned by the mines, growing these crops, and then using the fuel that they develop in order to supply, I guess, to your customers. Maybe talk us through that. Number one, how much of this particular green diesel you're looking to produce, and most importantly, what this green diesel can be used for by your customers.
Yeah, so it is a bit of a process to get all the specifications and the yields up. So we hope that we can ramp up volumes quite quickly. But in the short term, there would be a couple of thousands of liters that would be available, and we want to ramp that up to over 1 million liters in the near term. Until we've proven all the supply chains, further capital can then be invested to enhance the production capability. Our customers like Anglo uses 400 million liters of diesel a year, and that would be our target market at the end of the day, and that's what we're aiming for on the long term. But it will take us a bit of time to get there. For now, what's important is that we develop that supply chain, get the system set up, create the right farm and farming skills and capability. And of course, with that, we hope to create a significant amount of jobs. We're talking hectares, thousands and thousands of hectares that would be required if we go to that economical scale. But there's also thousands and thousands of hectares of land available to do so. So I think it's possible, and we're going to certainly give it our best go to make it work.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing how this does grow and develop. And I guess for us as consumers and individuals who continue to live our lives on a day-to-day basis in urban areas and even in peri-urban areas, but how will we see this being used by your customers? In other words, what evidence of this will we see or witness or get to experience?
So this product is exactly the same chemical properties as normal diesel. So our customers would simply buy the product from us and then use it within the mining operations, mostly in trucks that they use. So overall, the life cycle of carbon emissions reduces by up to 90%, and hopefully that will lead to cleaner air at the end of the day. So, and as I mentioned, the product is exactly the same as diesel. So our customers would be able to just drop it in and use it on the standard current equipment to make it work. And overall, the gas emissions then is significantly reduced.
Donnie, this sounds like a phenomenal opportunity, and I guess we'll continue to witness how this does come to the fore and how it also helps South Africa just reduce its carbon emissions, which is part of a global compact that we have agreed to. Thank you again for your time and for sharing another theme of innovative success in the mining fraternity.
Thank you, and a very good evening to you and your listeners.
Thank you. That's Donnie Cronje, Senior Vice President for Business Building at Sasol.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.